Chapter 18. The steam from the bath was fragrant with a familiar scent I couldn't quite place, but it left a tingling sensation on my skin and lifted some of the heavy fog crowding my brain. The water was the perfect temperature, just this side of scalding, and it was made even better by the fact that both of my wives were luxuriating in the healing bath right along with me. Shay was in my lap facing me while she took each one of my hands and went about massaging my aching palms, torn with a myriad of cuts and blisters from wielding my sword. Meanwhile, Zoe preferred to sit on the edge of the sunken stone bath, just behind me, so she could work the knots loose from my tense neck and shoulders.
"Goddess,"
I groaned as I dropped my chin to my chest so my catwife could have more access to the tendons around the base of my skull.
"Oh, you both are angels."
"Your poor hands,"
Shay crooned in her melodious voice, and even the sound felt like a soothing balm. So, when she actually slathered my palms with something thick and medicinal smelling, I nearly melted into the water right where I sat due to the relief.
"He has such beautiful hands, doesn't he?"
Zoe purred close to my ear. And even though I was quite warm and heating up all the while, her deep, umber voice sent goosebumps skittering along my naked flesh.
"They are strong and capable and, oh, so lovely,"
the phoenix woman trilled happily as she curled my fingers inward so she could place a kiss on each one of my knuckles.
"We must work to keep them in good condition, sister of my heart."
"Oh, yes, I agree,"
the catwoman purred again and nibbled on the shell of my ear.
"Our Alex needs a bit of pampering from time to time."
Zoe then slipped into the water on my right side and reached for a small covered dish sitting on the ledge. When she lifted the domed lid, my stomach immediately growled at the spicy, curry-like scent of Arvid's famous wedding porridge.
"Jenner told me about this porridge, by the way,"
she said, and she brought a spoonful up to my lips so I could take a bite while my hands were occupied with the salve. It was just as savory and satisfying as I remembered it being.
"I'm afraid I know little about Omite cuisine,"
Shay said, as she continued to massage my wrists and forearms.
"What's so special about this dish? I feel like I'm missing something."
"Arvid's people aren't known for their swiftness, correct?"
Zoe smirked as she spooned another mouthful up for me, which I ate with gusto.
"That might be a bit of an understatement, my darling,"
the phoenix woman chortled as she was no doubt picturing slow, lumbering Arvid.
"Well, darling,"
Zoe drawled and leaned forward so she could gently nuzzle against Shay's flushed face. Then she brushed aside the heavy curtain of Shay's wet hair so she could scent the side of her neck while she continued.
"The Omites have a special dish called wedding porridge. I'll let you guess the significance of the name and how it coincides with the purpose of the flavorful stew."
Shay flushed even more, and her heart-shaped lips fell open slightly at the feeling of Zoe's butterfly kisses. The catwoman sensually explored the side of Shay's dainty neck and seemed to like the space right behind the phoenix woman's right ear the best because she buried her nose there and inhaled deeply.
"Oh, I think I understand,"
Shay sighed as her crimson eyelashes fluttered shut. It was fucking hot, and as erotic as this bath already was, seeing my two beautiful wives caress each other so tenderly was what ultimately fanned the flame of my low-burning arousal. Shay sighed a bit and pressed her full breasts against my chest, and my dick throbbed at the feeling of her warm body curling into mine. I rubbed my fingertips together and felt that the majority of the salve had absorbed into my skin, so I dipped them under the water and held her gorgeous hips between my tingling palms.
"Oh, your hands,"
Shay gasped, and rolled her head so Zoe could sidle up behind her and take advantage of the other side of her lily-white neck. My cock pulsed its way to full hardness when Zoe straddled my legs behind Shay and placed her hands over mine on Shay's waist.
"How do they feel, husband?"
she asked, as she caressed my knuckles with her lithe fingers. "So good," I groaned, and I breathed in deeply as Shay's palm smoothed down my chest and over my abs. Then she stroked my obliques with her thumbs and gazed deeply into my eyes.
The salve acts like a temporary skin that treats the damage,
she said, and tugged one of my hands up and out of the water so it was held upright between us. Then she puckered her dark pink lips and blew a stream of air over my fingertips. Whoa! I jolted as an electric shock of sensation zinged up the length of my arm. It felt similar to the time I smashed my finger in the car door and all the nerves grew back, brand new and extra sensitive. Shay smiled at me and then wrapped those sinful lips around my index finger. My hips flexed at the same time as she curled her tongue around the pad of my finger, and I swear the sensation went straight to my eager dick.
Delicious,
she purred, and then leaned over so she could gather another spoonful of porridge. I grinned at her before I opened my lips and let her feed me as if I was some sort of palace god. Maybe I died back there in the forest, and this was heaven. If that was the case, I was totally okay with how things ended up, and I opened my mouth again for another bite while I returned my hand under the water to rest back on Shay's hourglass waist. I licked my lips as the spicy, smoky heat made them sizzle, and Zoe's fingers laced through mine so we were both kneading Shay's full hips. My feline wife's big blue eyes dilated when she fixed them on my mouth, and I held her gaze as I then smoothed one of my sensitive hands up the length of her silky thigh.
Last bite,
Shay whispered against my ear, and she slipped the last little morsel of porridge between my lips. Then she returned the spoon to the empty bowl, captured my mouth with her own, and wrapped her small hand around my turgid shaft all at the same time. Fire exploded through my veins, and my hips struggled to arch upwards, but I was prevented from moving too much due to the pleasant weight of both my wives holding me down. Shay's hand stroked upward in one slow motion that had me breathing hard through my nostrils as she devoured my mouth with her dexterous tongue. Her silken thumb swirled around the head of my cock, and I nearly whimpered at the intensity that blasted through me at the subtle movement.
I really love seeing the two of you like this,
Zoe's husky voice rasped out, and then she leaned forward so she could join Shay's hand as it stroked back down my shaft. Oh, fuck, I hissed out, and I threw my head back in order to gulp in a cool draft of air. The magic porridge must have been working, because I suddenly got crazy dizzy, blacked out for a split second, and just before Shay and Zoe could become concerned, my head snapped back up, and I kissed my phoenix wife as if my life depended on it.
That's right,
Zoe purred and guided the clasped hands around me to stroke faster.
Take your pleasure from her. Taste her. Feel her.
As if she was conducting an orchestra, Zoe then guided the hand I wasn't using to cup Shay's face down to the feathery thatch of hair between the Phoenix Woman's legs.
Ah!
Shay cried out and pressed her forehead into my clavicle as I circled my thumb around the nub of her clit.
Yes, my loves.
Zoe purred and hooked her chin over Shay's shoulder so she could peer down at our moving hands under the bathwater.
Feel each other's passion.
Alex!
Shay stuttered like I knew she did when she was overwhelmed with pleasure.
Please, inside me. I want you inside me.
Lift up for me, baby, I moaned. And I sighed when she and Zoe removed their hands from my cock so Shay could balance with her knees on either side of my hips. Then Zoe gripped my shaft again and lined me up with Shay's opening.
Oh, Zoe! He's so big!
The Phoenix Woman keened and leaned her head back against the Catwoman's shoulder.
Take it slow, my sister. Nice and slow. Relish the feeling of his manhood spreading you open. He is going to penetrate you so deeply, it will feel so wonderful.
Oh, fuck! I groaned as I waited patiently despite the gripping silken heat enveloping my sensitive cockhead. I wanted to thrust up into that welcoming channel, but I held back so Shay could adjust until she felt comfortable.
Oh!
My phoenix wife moaned and inched her way down inch by maddening inch until she was finally seated fully in my lap. Her luscious walls tensed around my member and made my eyes roll back in my head, and the coiled spring in my groin tightened even more.
Oh, goddess Shay,
I said, as I mouthed a trail of hot kisses over her pretty collarbone, dappled with a raspberry blush. Oh, you feel so good. Can I move? Oh, God, I want to move.
Yes! Oh, yes! Oh, Mercedes!
She shouted as I rocked our bodies together. The bathwater sloshed and slopped over the side of the sunken stone basin and onto the floor. But I couldn't care less as the burning need within me was finally assuaged. The water added another sensual element to our coupling that added extra heat and drag and forced us to only go so fast, which ratcheted up the intensity to about 9,000. Zoe gazed at me as she let Shay recline against her, and then she extended her hand so I could lace our fingers together. This completed the circuit and connected the three of us in a way that was as intimate as it was erotic. Shay was overwhelmed to the point of speechlessness, and I remembered how she reacted the first time we made love. She was the most sensitive person I'd ever been with, and at the time, I almost felt like I wasn't enough of a buffer between her and the violent pleasure that ripped through her and left her shaking. But with Zoe there to hold her, it seemed less of a shock when her orgasm finally peaked.
Oh! Oh! Oh, yes! Alex! Love all!
Her pussy contracted around me, and I slammed her hips down so I could grind the head of my dick into her sweet spot as her climax rolled on and on.
Come, you two, come on. I want you to fill me, husband, just like when you claimed me for the first time.
Well, that was all the permission I needed to let my foot off the brake, so to speak. And I drove up into her over and over as I chased my own orgasm with abandon.
That's it, husband. Look at me while you pour your seed deep into her.
Zoe growled as she scratched her sharp nails through my hair, along my scalp, and then down the nape of my neck. Her gas lamp eyes burned into mine, and I clutched Shay to me as my climax finally hit, and I pumped thick ropes of cum up into Shay's trembling body. My Phoenix wife whimpered at the feeling and then tucked her face into my chest as my hips continued to jerk up after each pulse. Oh, fuck! I hissed as my climax seemed to go on and on. After the tempest ended and I came back down after floating along on cloud nine for a few blissful moments, I found myself with a wife under each arm as we all cuddled in the warm water. I didn't know when it was that Shay and I disengaged, but I noticed I was still hard. Because of the porridge, arousal still burned through my blood, but the edge was taken off with my first orgasm, so the urgency I felt was now just a simmer instead of a full-blown conflagration.
We must do something to rectify our oversight, husband,
Shay said a little while later as she traced idle patterns through the sparse hair on my chest. Oversight? I asked as I looked down into her emerald eyes.
Our lovely Zoe has been most neglected,
she said, and reached across my body so she could lace her thin fingers through the other woman's.
Please do not make the mistake in thinking I did not enjoy seeing you both take your pleasure,
Zoe purred as she nuzzled under my chin. But Shay's right, I said, as I tucked a strand of her riotous hair behind one of her pointed velvety ears. It's our turn to take care of you. As if we were on the same wavelength, Shay and I both reached out to caress and wash the ethereal catwoman with the fragrant soaps and oils that had mysteriously appeared in the ensuite bathroom. Based on the fact Shay seemed to know exactly what everything was for, I guessed it must have been one of her little additions to Ithaca that made her feel at home, and it pleased me to see those belongings scattered about in a tableau of domestic bliss I was beginning to adore seeing the evidence of. Shay selected a pretty crystal bottle with violet liquid inside, which she dabbed onto her palms. Then she combed her fingers through Zoe's dark waterfall of ebony hair, and whatever substance she rubbed on her hands was worked into that chaotic briar until the Phoenix woman was pulling her fingers through Zoe's locks without any resistance. With my own hands, I lathered up a good amount of fluffy suds from a bar of clover-smelling soap so I could massage and cleanse my catwife as she closed her eyes and let us tend and pamper her. Even though my cock was still heavy and hard between my legs, I was in no hurry to cut to the chase, especially when Zoe looked like she had died and gone to heaven with all the attention. I'd had 2 threesomes in my past, but there was always something awkward about it. 2 people inevitably stole the show, while the 3rd was the odd one out. And more often than not, I was more concerned with making sure the other 2 were having a good time, which always left me with an unsatisfactory orgasm in the end. But these little moments of sensual intimacy where the give and take was balanced between all parties was the exact thing that made this threesome stand apart from all the rest.
That feels so nice,
my cat wife murmured as I soaped up her gorgeous breasts. Then she placed her hands on my shoulders and kneaded my muscles as I caressed her stiff, pale pink nipples with my sudsy fingers. Now it was Shay's turn to support Zoe, as the catwoman arched back when I poured warm water over her to rinse away the soap.
You smell so good,
Shay said as she embraced Zoe from behind and tucked her heart-shaped face into the cavern of the catwoman's neck and shoulder.
Oh, I smell like the 2 of you,
Zoe moaned and tangled her hand in Shay's wavy crimson hair so she could press the Phoenix woman closer. You both are driving me crazy, I said, as my eyes feasted on the sight of the 2 beauties in front of me tangled together like ivy. Let's continue this on the bed. The 3 of us finished washing up, drained the bathwater, and took turns drying each other's bodies with the set of fluffy towel-like linens that were folded and warmed on a set of omite stones, similar to the ones that heated the bathwater. Then, finally, the 3 of us hurried out of the bathroom and jumped on the bed, as if we were school kids allowed to stay up late on a school night. It was lucky the bed was so big, because I needed enough space to wrestle and tickle both my wives at the same time. And if it were any smaller, I was sure I would have fallen out on my ass when they both turned the tables and suddenly glomped me from both sides.
I am very impressed with Omite cuisine,
Shay said through her effervescent giggles as she trailed her fingers down my torso and lightly stroked my still hard shaft. Ha ha, I hissed, and my hips involuntarily jerked upward as if my dick was a heat-seeking missile. You and me both.
Please,
Shay said, and then sat up to settle on her knees with her red hair pooling on the bed around her.
I want to see how you make love to Zoe. Consider it my education in the ways of sensuality.
I smiled at my eager Phoenix wife and then glanced down into Zoe's laughing blue eyes. Are you ready for me to rock your socks off, kitten? I asked with an arched eyebrow. She gave me a playfully unamused expression.
I don't know what that means, but maybe your mouth would be better suited for other activities.
Oh, really? I splayed myself over her prone form and grabbed both of her wrists in one of my hands so I could trap her arms above her head. Keep those there if you can, cheeky. Before she could smart off again at me, I licked my way into her hot mouth as I tweaked and tugged at one of her aroused nipples.
Yes,
she moaned, and I could see her flex her fingers from the corner of my eye. I smirked as I bit and kissed my way down her fluttering tummy and wondered how long she would be able to keep her arms there, especially when I finally reached the treasure nestled in the dark hair between her thighs. I gently opened her legs further apart, and her knees fell to the sides like the covers of a book. I shuddered as the delicate musk of her true scent wafted over me and made my cock pulse with anticipation, and Zoe shivered as well as her cold fire eyes burned into me like a brand.
Please, husband,
she whispered, and I tenderly kissed her inner knee before I dove in and licked a broad stripe up the pink seam of her pussy.
Oh, Mercedes B! Yes, Zoe,
Shay encouraged, and then stretched out along the catwoman's side so she could have the perfect bird's-eye view.
You are so lovely when you let down those stoic walls. Oh!
Zoe moaned and thrashed her head to the left as I practiced my John Hancock with the stiff point of my tongue. Her hips bucked hard, and I had to grip her hip bones with my fingers so she wouldn't squirm away from my ardent quest. Then I lapped at the slick, pooling at her entrance, and worked my tongue as deep inside her as I could.
Husband, I'm going to come apart just from your mouth. Ah, beautiful,
Shay sighed as Zoe climaxed, and my Phoenix wife petted the damp hair at the catwoman's temple as she trembled and tensed. I couldn't help but agree with Shay's assessment, but my mouth was busy coaxing as much pleasure from my catwife as I could before her hands lost the battle of keeping still and both found their way to my hair so she could pull me up and kiss me fiercely.
My love, my love, oh, my love,
she chanted as she raked her nails down my spine, which caused me to shiver and bury my face in her dark hair, fragrant with that ginger lily scent I was used to smelling on Shay. The sweet smell mingling with Zoe's naturally meadow-fresh scent made me slightly dizzy, and I reached down to give myself a much-needed stroke.
Alex, please, I can't wait any longer. I want you to breathe me.
God, yes, I growled, and gripped myself at the base of my shaft so I could line myself up with her hot chamber and slide in. Because she was slick from her earlier orgasm, it was like slipping on a suede glove, and the pleasure nearly punched me in the gut, it was so strong. Oh, shit, I cursed, and I had to suddenly think of the quadratic equation in order to tamp down my second orgasm looming just on the brink of my control. Give me a second, kitten. You feel too good to be real.
You feel like home,
she said, back in a suddenly small voice, and I balanced myself on my forearms so I could gaze down at her. You are always my home, I said back, and then dropped my head so I could kiss her tender petal-like lips.
I remember how passionate you were the first time we enjoyed wedding porridge,
Zoe said when the vulnerable moment passed, and her sexy, playful smirk returned.
I don't want you to hold back. Let me feel your virility, husband. Give me every drop of you.
Oh, God, Zoe, I groaned and pressed my brow against her shoulder as my hips started up a steady rhythm. Oh, the way you talk. My thoughts trailed off as I picked up my pace and focused on fucking my wildcat into the mattress, while my other wife murmured and cooed her encouragements to the both of us.
That's it, you two. Gorgeous,
Shay said as her hungry, verdant eyes raked over the both of us. She propped her leg up and trailed her fingers down her body as if she was flirting with the idea of going lower and touching herself. The thought of Shay rubbing herself to orgasm while I fucked Zoe nearly short-circuited my brain, and I pounded into Catwife even harder until she released a cascade of high-pitched mewls. Touch yourself, sweetheart, I said to Shay, and then adjusted my position so I could hook my elbows under Zoe's knees and spread her open even wider. Oh, make yourself feel good, like I showed you.
Yes,
the Phoenix woman breathed, and she finally reached between her pussy lips so she could caress her hidden rosebud. Oh, that's it, I rumbled deep in my chest, and then focused on bringing Zoe off first before I could revel in my own pleasure. In my effort, my knees slipped on the sheets, which caused my angle to shift ever so slightly, and the effect nearly had Zoe vaulting off the bed.
Alex!
She squealed and locked her ankles around my waist.
God is there! Oh, don't stop, my love. I'm almost there.
Oh, fuck! I yelled and dug in harder as my own orgasm pounded at the threshold of my self-control. Come with me, kitten. Ugh, let it all go.
Yes!
She mewled and clawed at my back as her internal muscles gripped me strongly. One, two, three more thrusts, and suddenly we were both catapulting into the abyss.
Oh, husband, impregnate me with your seed. I can feel how hungry my womb is for your strong kiss.
Distantly, I heard the familiar sound of Shay lost in the throes of her own passion, and the part of my brain that wasn't saturated in oxytocin and dopamine was pleased she made herself feel just as good. But the larger part of my lizard brain was busy trying to fuck my sperm as deep inside my catwife as I could, as pulse after pulse of my cum coated her inner walls. Merciful Mercedes! I breathed into the side of her neck, as my hips continued to judder against hers. Zoe hiccuped as miniature aftershocks of her own climax jolted through her, and I felt a dampness on her face she tried to hide by burrowing into my chest. Kitten, are you all right?
I'm just,
she said, but then her ears flattened and her voice cut off as some unnamed emotion swelled within her again.
I understand,
Shay said, and curled herself against us so she could continue to comb through the other woman's dark, tangled hair.
You know never thought you could feel so cherished, and every time feels like it's the first because of how well he takes care of you.
Zoe was still too overwhelmed, but she nodded and reached out to grasp Shay's other hand. I love you both so much, I rasped out as I felt the bite in the corners of my own eyes. Carefully, I pulled my softening member out of Zoe's warm body and was briefly mesmerized by the trickle of my cum leaking out of her slick pussy. But when she shuddered due to the lack of my body heat, I snapped out of it, found a damp cloth, wiped down our sweaty bodies, and drew the blankets over both of my wives to keep the chill at bay. When I was satisfied they were both tucked in and tended to, I slid in behind my catwife so she could feel secure between Shay and me. Zoe Sandwich.
What is a sandwich?
Zoe asked in a shivery voice. So I snuggled up behind her even more, tangled my legs through hers, and rubbed my still tingling palm up and down her arm to warm her up.
Alex calls them kitchen sinks, and they are most delicious,
Shay enthused as she burrowed her much smaller frame into Zoe's arms.
It is basically anything you can fit between two slices of bread. And if this is a Zoe sandwich, that makes Alex and I the bread.
So, this sandwich is metaphorical? Or can you actually eat it? I'm confused. And what does the kitchen sink have to do with any of it?
Zoe's nose scrunched cutely as she puzzled through Shay's words, and I couldn't help but chuckle. Don't worry, kitten. I'll have to make one for you to eat one day, I said, and then nibbled on the crest of her bare shoulder. Zoe hummed in the back of her throat and settled under my chin. She seemed satisfied with that answer for now, as her body grew heavy and pliant, and her breaths evened out, and a moment later, I could tell she dozed off.
Is she asleep already?
Shay asked in a low voice as she looked up from where she was resting on Zoe's chest. She tends to do that after sex, I whispered back, and we both exchanged fondly amused looks with each other as we took turns gazing at our sleeping beauty. It was true, Zoe usually seemed to drop off into dreamland after a vigorous round of lovemaking, and it was just one of those heartbreakingly endearing quirks about the Catwoman that reminded me of how much I loved her. Only now, it was nice to have another person who cared about Zoe just as much as I did bear witness to the treasure she was.
She is quite incredible. I can see why you love her so,
Shay said, as if she plucked the thought right out of my head.
When you went off to duel that awful man, she took charge of us right away. Even when the sun skirt came and Rylan wanted to run into the forest, she comforted him and kept us all inside the walls. I could tell it was hard for her, though.
She is amazing, but, Shay, I'm grateful for you, too, I said, and reached across so I could cup the only part of her I could reach, which happened to be her elbow. Zoe would have never stayed behind if your soothing presence wasn't there to remind her to think rationally.
You really think so?
Shay asked, and shifted so her burnished green eyes were on mine. I know so, I said, and caressed her skin with broad sweeps of my callous thumb. Zoe and I don't really communicate with words all the time, but we just know certain things. It's always been that way with us. So trust me when I tell you she's been more settled and confident since you've been with us.
Oh,
she murmured, as if the thought had never occurred to her.
I actually feel as if it is the reverse sometimes. She's the one who makes me feel uninhibited. You both make me feel free in so many ways, and I can never repay you.
Just love me and we're square, sweetheart, I said playfully and squeezed her arm.
That I can do, and will do so, for as long as I live,
she said solemnly, and my smile faded as she held my gaze. Ahem! Came the sound of someone clearing their throat, and I lifted my head. Jenner was standing in the doorway of the suite and shifting on his feet.
Sorry to disturb you, but I'm afraid you have another visitor.
Who is it now? I grumbled, and hugged my wives closer as if I could use them as a shield from my responsibilities.
Normally, I would just send them away at such a late hour, you see, the koala butler said and tweaked his monocle.
Jenner, spit it out, I said as I squinted at him.
It's Lord Mech to see you, sir, he said,
and he finally got my attention.